This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Friday. Ben Standing, good enough to join us here as he does each and every, well, you join us a lot more than just Monday and Friday during the season, but we are gracious for the time anyway. Last Man Standing podcast and his Substack on his Twitter at Ben Standing for all of his coverage. How was practice today? I was told that the offense looked a little bit better.
I guess you could say that. I mean, Jaden hit some throws down the field. Better is, I guess, all relative to these things. But, I guess you could say that. I think the one thing that was most interesting to me, now, look, they rotate the receivers around, the backups play with the first team sometimes and things like that. But it did seem to me that there was more Ja'Cory Brooks and Tay Martin out there than with the first than I had seen previously, so that was at least notable because, as we know, the receiver room has been rough without Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown, and other than adding River Cray crap yesterday, who's the guy who's been around, they haven't really done anything different in that room. So, that's something that was interesting today for me. But beyond that, it was a more physical practice. They had pads on, which is good because it's been relatively light here since they got back from New England.
River Craycraft is a badass name, though, so he's definitely in one of the top of the name category with the team. How has Ja'Cory Brooks looked? I know he's been a fan favorite this offseason. Does it look like he's going to make the 53?
We'll see. I think these last two preseason games for a guy like him will mean a lot. The athletic traits, I get why people are find him tantalizing. He was a five-star recruit at Alabama. He transferred eventually to Louisville, had a 1,000-yard season last year with Tyler Shook, likely the Saints starting quarterback, throwing to him. But he's just been inconsistent, right? He'll make a good catch, and then there'll be a drop, and that's where it's like, all right, well, that's a young guy being inconsistent. At least what I was looking at today, he seemed to be, more steady. He was catching the ball Jaden was throwing to him. So, look, if you're telling me that Terry is back and Noah Brown's back and you got Debo Samuel, Jalen Lane, and let's just say Luke McCaffrey's still around, I'd probably rather take a shot on a guy like Ja'Cory Brooks than going with one of these veterans who just hasn't shown much upside. But, even if he were to make the team, that's way different than suggesting he can replace Terry or Noah Brown however long they're out. We're just talking about, depth and potential, not a guy that can fill in, and that's the real – the rub right now is they just don't have anybody on the outside that you could count on if you had to right now.
Does Brooks play in the return game at all? Has he practiced in the return game at all?
He has. He has a return experience, played on special teams. He had a couple punt blocks in college. So, yeah, that's always a factor when you're talking these last couple of guys. And that's the thing. Like Michael Gallup, who's, an established receiver who retired last year because of injuries, but he's back this year. He historically does not play on special teams. And if you're not going to be a top four rotation guy, then I don't quite know how you're going to fit here. And, you know, like I said, ultimately, Corey Brooks is a young guy, and, you know, not saying that K.J. Osborne and Chris Moore are over the hill, but, you know, they've been around a bit, so you kind of know where they're at. So I think it would be more like that, but I would feel better taking a Ja'Cory Brooks if I felt settled with my top four guys. And right now, that is the opposite of that. It's very unsettled because of Terry's hold-in and Noah Brown still being off the field because of his knee issue.
What did you think of what Cliff said today about it felt like kind of urging Terry to get back to practice?
Yeah, I mean, sure. You would expect that the offensive coordinator would like his best receiver back, but it's the first time we've heard somebody from the building kind of say, hey, we're running out of time here. I mean, Dan Quinn's been very diplomatic about the whole thing, understandably so. He doesn't want to say anything that would, you know, potentially mess with the contract discussions. But, yeah, I mean, for, you know, look, I think for Cliff Kingsbury, his job is to run the offense. You know, the only returning receiver last year, you know, that played at all for Jaden was Luke McCaffrey, who's not like he did that much. He's working with completely new guys who are just, in a lot of ways, probably are not worthy of being on an NFL roster. He's hitting Zach Ertz. Great. They look like they're in midseason form. He and Debo, again, had a nice play on a high crossing route that connected on. They've been making plays all throughout camp. When he has those guys who are legit players, it's been fine. It's just the other part of it. You know, that's the rub. So, yeah, if you're Cliff, you're like, hey, when you guys are asking me what has the offense looking, what am I going to tell you? And not only are they missing Terry and Noah Brown, of course, they're without their two starting guards. We knew Sam Cosmi would be out, you know, at least until probably the first few weeks of the regular season. And Brandon Coleman, we're not getting many updates. They don't have to give us injury updates at this point. So he's been out for over a week. I don't know when he's returning. But, you know, when you do that, not only does it mean you have two backups, and, well, Andrew Wiley and Nick Allegretti have played the position, but, you know, it's not the guys you would have typically. And now it also means that the second unit has the backups to the backups in, and now all of a sudden it's, you know, it's kind of impacting all the way around this team in practice. So, yeah, it's not ideal, and I understand Cliff's frustration.
Is Brian Robinson going to be on the roster week one?
Why would you ask me that? yeah, I mean, look, I said on my podcast a couple days ago that, you know, I forget exactly how I phrased it, but I think it's a pretty good shot that he is not on the roster. Now, there's a lot of things that would have to go into that. You know, Bill has got to be healthy, and he did practice today, but he had missed a couple of practices with a shoulder injury that he had in the New England game. They have to feel good that if Robinson were to be out, that Chris Rodriguez could give you some of that interior running, especially on short yardage plays. It would be ideal if Terry were to get back, so you would have, you know, at least another guy on offense that you would feel really good about. But I think the argument to move on from B-Rob, he's a fine player. If the season, if they go with him and Eckler, it's fine. But he's not a big play guy. He only had, I believe, four plays last year of 20 or more yards. And they are definitely looking for more of that. I think they're also looking for three down backs because I'm not saying three down in the sense like you have one guy playing all the time, but when they're on the field, the defense can't assume anything, right? I mean, Austin Eckler, when he's out there, he could run between the tackles, he could catch a screen, he could, you know, be involved in some other kind of trickeration. He can do all these things. I think, you know, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, he's barely played, I get it. But, like, the little bit we even just saw in the first preseason game, you saw him run with some power and force. You saw him catch a pass, look comfortable doing it, and then immediately make a move to evade a defender. That's a guy that could play on three downs. They just didn't use Robinson last year in the passing game. So, to me, I think there's just a lot of variables, and there's even some other points that, you know, I won't get into right here. But I just think that there's reason to think that to maximize what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do, having a running back who is out there that can, you don't know what he's going to do. And again, when they're doing the hurry up offense, right, it's not like you can make a lot of substitutions. So if he's out there, you kind of, if you're the defense, kind of know he's not going to catch the pass. So you can kind of focus in on him in a different way. And I don't know. I think to me, they have enough interesting running backs to maybe make a move. Whether they will, who knows? Kroski-Merritt's got to stay healthy. to move on from B-Rob right now in the rest of the offense looks dicey is not necessarily logical, But I do think there's enough reasons to think this is a decent possibility. Again, I'm not reporting this, but I just I've listened to this for weeks and months, and I just think that the possibility cannot be ignored.
What about this guy, Dimitri Felton? It feels like he's the running back that's not talked about a ton, but it does kind of – I have at least gotten the feel that they do kind of like him a little bit.
Yeah, if there was an offensive MVP in that inter-squad scrimmage, I probably would have given it to him. Again, that means less than just about anything that view. But he's good. He's maybe it's because he wears number 25, but he gives me some of the Chris Thompson vibes. You know, he's a guy who's compact enough that he can run between the tackles if he has to, but is really can bounce outside as well, catch passes. It's like last year, for example, when a guy like Michael Wiley, who was an undrafted free agent, was thought to be in the mix to make this roster. Felton looks way better than that. And like last year, they just, when McNichols made the team, it was fine and reasonable, and McNichols had a good year. But there was also really not many other options. This time, you have other guys. You have, we didn't mention Kaz Allen in this discussion, who's, a true playmaker. He's got to stay healthy, but he's got speed and can move all over the place and play kick returner. Chris Rodriguez, to me, has looked good. He gives you that power. And Felton, a little bit of combination of both of those guys. So, I think they have some interesting players back there. Whoever they end up moving on from, I think could easily latch on with another team. So I wouldn't say that Felton is on the 53, but if they want him to be, I wouldn't say that that's crazy.
Ben Standing, our guest here on the Kevin Sheehan Show, with Dende sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. I guess we did talk after the first preseason game, but how do you anticipate the rotation to be with Johnny Newton, who looked really good against New England, Javon Kinlaw, who I think they really, really like, and Daron Payne?
Yeah, I think, Payne and Newton would be my assumption off the bat, and then with Kinlaw coming in off the bench, either with Eddie Goldman or just subbing in for one of those other two guys. And, Kinlaw happened to be today standing in front of where I was on the sideline for a bit, and man, he is just a huge dude. I mean, I've been around pro athletes for a minute. I used to cover the NBA, so I recognize a different type of big athlete, but he is just a behemoth. Yeah, they definitely have liked what they have seen from him. My take on the defensive line, just in general, is that we still don't know if they have any one guy who's going to be truly dominant or anything. But I feel like they've raised the floor because they've got more depth. I think they can go like eight deep, but like do it for real, not just because you want to sub guys out, that on both the ends and the tackles, you have a lot of guys like that. So a single injury may not mess them up. I don't know how much they've moved the ceiling, but I think the floor is better. And, we'll see that for real when they start having to stop the run game, because obviously they were terrible against the run last year. They hope these bigger bodies help, and I think there's a reasonable chance to think that it would, but whether that help means they rank 23rd or 15th is a big difference, and that's where we'll have to see.
How much are the starters going to play on Monday?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, I would have said, you know, no more than like a couple of series, and maybe that's like viewing it from the Jaden Daniels standpoint. You know, perhaps, I'm just making this up, Quan Martin plays, you know, could play three or four series, or, you know, whoever else, you know, Tyler Biotis, those types of things. But the fact that they canceled the joint practice against the Ravens, they're not going to play in that game, the starters. And, you know, since, you know, they did the joint practice in New England, then they skipped the game, the starters. Then they came back here, they had the inter-squad scrimmage, and then today they played in pads. You know, in order to, as Brian Mitchell tells me all the time, in order to get better at football, you have to play football. So I do wonder, again, maybe Jaden Daniels is a separate conversation, but I do wonder if not having the joint practice puts some starters out on the field for more than just a couple of series, but they won't be out there long. And if the offense scores right off the bat, it may be one and done.
Was the cancellation just a scheduling issue? Because I'm very upset at the scheduling issue leading to the cancellation.
I never understood how this was going to work anyway, because they play the Bengals on the 18th, and then they play the Ravens on the 23rd. To get a joint practice in between seemed very aggressive off the bat. It was such a bummer when they got this Monday night game assigned to them, sort of for this reason. So, you know, I think obviously both teams, as all these teams do, have, you know, some type of injuries they're dealing with in camp. So to have such a quick turnaround, I don't know what the Ravens are dealing with, but to have such a quick turnaround to me seems reasonable to cancel. I don't know if Dan Quinn feels the same, but because, you know, it is football and you're going to have quick turnarounds. They'll have Thursday night games this year, right? You know, week two, they're going to have to go from playing on a Sunday to a Thursday. So they'll have to get used to that. But I think it was about that. But yeah, I think it's a bummer. You know, the way they structured their offseason, clearly that joint practice is going to be a big deal, and now they don't have it.
A couple more for Ben Standing here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in. Are you expecting that Amos is going to be started on the outside come week one?
I would be surprised if he's not. I mean, not only is he looks good, I don't even know at this moment who would be the other option. I'm assuming Sanders still will be in the slot. Not that Noah Igbinoghi has played poorly, but, you know, I think Sanders still is the guy they would like to see there ultimately. Jonathan Jones has been out the last couple of practices. He missed a scrimmage, but, you know, presumably he'll be out there. But I haven't seen any real sense that he would be vying for that. Amos has looked really good, as we have all discussed. And, I would be surprised if he is not the starter opposite Lattimore, barring, you know, whatever might happen here in the last couple of weeks.
Does this Terry thing get resolved? Does he play on an extension?
I got to come up with a better answer than I don't know at this point, because that's kind of where where I'm at. I mean, this has obviously gone on a lot longer than I thought. And like I've been saying for the last few days, my concern is when does he need to be back on the practice field in order to feel comfortable about him playing in week one? This is a 18-week season. It isn't just about rushing him back against the Giants. You don't want him to pull a hamstring or what have you if he's been missing time. I'm sure he's in fantastic cardio shape, but, you know, you got to run the routes. You got to be precise. You got to take a hit or two. We'll get, you know, get pushed around, all those things. And he's not doing that. So if he's not out here, look, he's not going to play against the Bengals. I can't imagine he would play against the Ravens, since I don't think any of the starters are likely to play in that game. So now we're just talking about a couple practices. If he's not back by the time they're done with the Ravens game, that's basically two weeks out. From my layman point of view, that seems to me to be the deadline for him being good for week one. They may just say, hey, if you roll in on a Monday and the game's on Sunday, we'll see you on the field. But in the general sense, I would think 2 weeks out is probably, you know, some kind of a marker.
Yeah, I would be in agreement with that. Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Back at it again for practice tomorrow.
Ben, always appreciate it, man. Thanks.
That is Ben Standing with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the team 980. I'm going to be back out of practice tomorrow. I'm excited about that. I have not been able to get out there a lot this week at all. This week really just had a bunch of stuff going on there, so I want to see how good the offense looks now that we – it does really feel like we are in crunch time. And I also anticipate that we are going to get some kind of answer tomorrow as to whether or not – or how frequently or how much the starting offense and the starting defense is going to play on Monday. I don't think we get to talk to Dan Quinn on Sunday. It's the day before the game. Walkthroughs leave us alone. Not going to get to talk to him before the game on Monday. So tomorrow should be the day where we get the game plan in terms of play time for the starters. And I want to see, I've made it very clear, I want to see the starters play in some capacity that includes like a Laremy Tunsil in there. If you want to leave Bobby Wagner out of it, if you want to leave Von Miller out of it, that I'm okay with. But with Laremy Tunsil and the importance that he is going to bring to this first team offense, I would like to see him get a little bit of reps with Jaden in a legitimate game or a preseason game, but a game itself with real game speed prior to week one against the New York Giants. Week one, he's going to have his hands full. That Giants defensive line is not to be messed with, not to be played with. We can take all the shots at their offense. I think a majority of those shots would be justified at their offense, but their defensive line is really, really good. They got a bunch of dudes on there. So I want Laremy Tunsil to get out there at least for a little bit on Monday for the 8 p.m. Monday night football game in the preseason. He says as he rolls his eyes at Roger Goodell for scheduling that. Max, I don't know that we've ever done a what do you got this late into the show, but I'm going to quickly, as we wrap things up, ask you for a what do you got. All right, so as many of you know, I'm a college football junkie, and this Michigan punishment is hilarious to me. It was handed down during the show today. We were so busy with a bunch of the football team here that we didn't get to talk a lot about it. Punishing Jim Harbaugh in the year of our Lord 2025, but beginning the punishment in 2028 because he's already being punished for something that happened 3 years ago. If you needed any more proof, evidence, whatever you want to call it, if you needed any more of that to suggest that the NCAA is completely out of its depth, this is that. This punishment is laughable. It is a slap on the wrist more than anything else, I think, in most instances. Like Sharon Moore is getting punished. I don't know what he really had to do with it. The program is getting punished now, which I guess you can kind of justify. But to what extent are you punishing the kids in 2025 for something that happened when they weren't on the team anymore? It is very much the NCAA saying, hey, don't mess with us. But they don't really have a way to make sure that that is the case. I mean, Harbaugh has a show cause order until like 2000 and at this point, nearly 2040. For what? He's not coming back. There's no other place he was going to coach in college other than Michigan. When he left, he was literally pulling a Pete Carroll the way he did at USC. I am jumping off of the ship and I'm going to another ship. And that ship is in the NFL. When he's done with the Chargers, maybe he gets another NFL opportunity. But he was never going to come back to college. He was not going to keep flip-flopping. I mean, for the love of God, Jim Harbaugh is in like his 60s at this point. He thought he was coming back to college. He's 61. They're punishing that man until he's 73 in college. Like, what is the point of that? You can't take money from him at this point. He's not under your umbrella. It's the most hilarious, goofy, just false bravado kind of punishment that you are going to get. Did Michigan cheat? Yeah, they did. They probably did. But because you're the NCAA and you don't technically recognize that championship, because the NCAA does not recognize the college football playoff, they just don't. They're very weird in football with what championships are recognized and what are not. But they don't officially recognize the college football playoff. That's why ESPN runs it. They don't recognize that, so they can't take a championship away. Maybe you can take like a Big Ten title away, but we still all saw them win a Big Ten title. We still all saw them win a championship. You can argue asterisks until your face falls off in the comments section on our Reddit blog if you hate Michigan. But this kind of punishment find the university, sure, but like punishing Sherrone Moore, punishing Connor Stallions, who we knew was never going to work in college football again, and punishing Jim Harbaugh is just laughable. Denard Robinson got punished for this as well. He got a 3-year show cause order restricting him from all athletically related activities during the show cause period. Sick. Congratulations. Like, good on the NCAA. You punished somebody that for a crime that we stopped caring about. This was prevalent when they won a championship. Their biggest rival just won a championship last year. College football has changed so significantly since that championship. Nobody cares about this anymore, but good on the NCAA, I guess. All right, that's it for me. Sheehan is back on Monday. He will have a full step-by-step preview, I'm sure, of the Monday night preseason game versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Big thanks to Max and our video producer, Brian, for today's show. Enjoy the weekend. I'm out at practice. Hit me up on Twitter at the Denton Day. I'll see you next week, I think. Next Thursday, I think. I'll see you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.